Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Text 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shiva Ayam Yat Padamattu Surya Itendriyan Yirjita Matarishana Pashanti Bhaktyut Kalitatma Latmana Nanvishashatvam Parimashtum Arati. Here is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose transcendental form is experienced by the great devotees who are completely cleansed of material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service and full control of life and senses. And that is the only way to purify existence. Purport, as it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord can be known in his real nature by dint of pure devotional service only. So it is clear here that only the great devotees of the Lord who are able to clear the mind of all material dust by rigid devotional service can experience Lord as he is. Jitendriya means one who has full control over the senses. The senses are active parts of the body and their activities cannot be stopped. The artificial means of the yogic processes to make the senses inactive has proved to be abject failure even in the case of great yogis like Vishvamrita Muni. Vishvamrita Muni controlled the senses by yogic trance. When he happened to meet Menaka as a heavenly society woman, he became a victim of sex, and the artificial way of controlling the senses failed. But in the case of a pure devotee, the senses are not at all artificially stopped from doing anything, but they are given good engagement. When the senses are engaged in more attractive activities, there is no chance of their being attracted by any inferior engagement. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the senses can be controlled only by better engagement. Devotional service necessitates purifying the senses or engaging them in the activities of devotional service. Devotional service is not in action. Anything done in the service of the Lord becomes at once purified of its material nature. Material conception is due to ignorance only. There is nothing beyond Vasudeva. The Vasudeva conception gradually develops in the heart of the learned after a prolonged acceleration of the receptive organs. But the process ends in the knowledge of accepting Vasudeva as all in all. In the case of devotional service, this very same method is accepted from the very beginning. And by the grace of the Lord, all factual knowledge becomes revealed in the heart of the devotee due to dictation by the Lord from within. Therefore, controlling the senses by devotional service is the only and easiest means. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnanam Jana Samataya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Satitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Prapadantikam Adadana Shtanandante Idam Yache Punapuna Srimad Rupa Padam Bhoja Ulisham Janma Janmini Vairagya Yud Bhakti Visam Priyatnai Apayama Manabipsa Mandam Kripam Buddhiya Paradupa Dupi Sanatanastham Prabhum Astayami Vansha Kaupa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayedhya Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Vasant Falls in upstate New York. I heard that there was flooding in Iowa. I know it's a big state, so I don't know if the whole state flooded, but I hope Carl and Stella and their family are okay.
Haribo, Maharaj. Humble baby.
Haribo.
We're fine.
Nothing happens in Davenport, huh?
There's flooding, but we're up on a hill.
Okay.
Thank you for asking.
Okay, good. I was worried about you.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay. I know in Mayapur when it heavy rains, initially the road that was built, which is Bhakti Siddhanta Roads, saved all the temple. Prabhupada would say it's the mercy of Bhakti Siddhanta. So, before I even begin summarizing this, I hope I just don't do too much in one class because I'm interested in all the subject matters. I believe, I guess in some calendars it's today, some calendars it's tomorrow, it's the Chitta Bhakti Mahotsava of Ranganath Das Goswami. Traditionally, my last 8 years, we celebrated that festival in quite a big way. This year, instead, we had a Memorial Day Kirtan festival. Thursday, I think, there's Kirtan of Kulpa Rikshas, and I gave them some of those bowls, that clay ceramic bowls that we David Lita's mother makes every year at where I'm staying. The mother of the devotee who has provided me this nice facility. My mother, every year for this Panihati festival, she makes these beautiful ceramic bowls. So it's a kirtan, it's just kirtan that Kulpa Riksha has at his house every month. But maybe they can offer some flat rice if they know how to make it. But anyway, I thought I would speak something about that today just briefly because it's such a wonderful story. As we know, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of the richest person in West Bengal. His family was so rich that to protect the family from, and not to protect the family, but to protect the Vaishnavas from the religious oppression of the Muslim rulers who were ruling India at that time, he basically, by the influence of his wealth, had a whole district of West Bengal, Saptagram, which he collected the taxes and made some arrangements so that the Vaishnavas were protected. And Raghunath Das Goswami, his father, Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar, big landowners, his uncle, they only had one male issue. So they were very, very attached, and it's very, very natural. That attachment is natural. And it's healthy for the children, of course. That there's some affection, but everything under the nose has a positive and negative side. So in Raghunath Das Goswami's spiritual evolution, because one man's duty is another man's poison, in his spiritual evolution, he was ready to renounce the world. Now that's usually artificial. I remember I just visited my godbrother, Bhakti Madhava Puri Maharaj, who's one of the founders of the Bhaktivedanta Institute. 65 years old and ill, and lives simply in, real kind of from Edison, probably an hour and a half south at least. And he was telling me when he was young, he wanted to be a priest. He grew up in an Italian Catholic family, but his parents, said, no. You should, and usually it's the right advice, you should do something in the world, you should live in the world. But for some rare souls, they've already done that in their last life. They don't need sex life in this life. Somehow, been there, done that, or something like that. Been there, done that. And for their happiness and development, they need to take a life of renunciation. We know the disaster that happens when this is done prematurely. And therefore, even when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to lead a renounced life, and especially it was inspired by when he was young. When he wanted to lead a renounced life, Lord Chaitanya kind of told him to go back home for many reasons. One, in terms of Leela, we should never demonstrate that renunciation is a product of material failure or material frustration. That often happens, I see. People have difficulty and they want to renounce the world. It shouldn't happen by frustration or failure, but it should happen by a true spirit of either jnana or bhakti. And therefore, that example, he sent him back and told him to act just like a pounds and shillings person. That's one reason he sent him back. And another reason he sent him back, and this is really the key to the story, because Raghunath Das Goswami was immensely qualified. I mean, if you study the history of Vaishnavism, no one got more mercy than him. If you look through his whole life, and when he was growing up, his parents were devotees. Not only his parents were devotees, they were great devotees in his town. Not only great devotees in his town, but Haridas Thakur used to visit. He used to sit with him. And he got so inspired by hearing the pure Shuddha Nam, the pure holy name. He became so inspired to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in his father, in Saptagram, in his father's village, because they were supporting so many Vaishnavas, their house was a host. Therefore, if someone has the facilities and he makes his house open to the Vaishnavas, and a lot of Vaishnavas generally come. Shastra's there. He made his house open to the Vaishnavas, and so many devotees are coming. Lakshmi Maharaj was there. I was just visiting. Jai Dwaita was visiting. Niranjan Swami was visiting. Bhakti Vishwambhava Madhava Maharaj was visiting. Yadunandana, the principal of the Bhaktivinoda College in Radhadesh, is coming for 2 months. So they were the richest people, and they just made their house open. And Raghunath Das Goswami, in that house, he would be constantly hearing the news at the time of Lord Chaitanya. You can imagine, he was hearing, someone would come back. They weren't, hearing cheaply, distracted, internet, whatever. They were hearing, someone would come back. Did you hear Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas? Did you hear Lord Chaitanya has converted Prakasananda Saraswati? Did you hear? He was dancing and chanting in the Jarakhan forest, and the animals would dance. Did you hear? Rupa Sanatan, the chief minister, the home minister, became devotee. Did you hear? And he was hearing in that way. And he was becoming so attractive. So attractive. So he not only was renounced, but he had bhakti and devotion. And that devotion, by Raja Yoga Bhakti, was Sampayatnai. Apaya mam and abipsamangam kapamburiya paraduka duki Sanatana Stankama. That's the prayer of Raghunath Das Goswami to Sanatana Goswami. By Raja Yud Bhakti, that bhakti is enriched by renunciation. And you become devoted. And you start to give up naturally. And it enriches your devotion. You have more time, you can focus. The basis is bhakti. But you start to become renounced from the world appropriately. And so he was extremely renounced, but he had this deep bhakti from this association and from Haridas Thakur. And then if we'll follow the story, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, Sarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Yadunanda Acharya, he had close, intimate relationships with all these. And no one had such deep relationships along the line. And he was a very attractive person. And Lord Chaitanya said, go back, stay home. And he set the example. We see when he was home. First of all, he was depressed. He was a young, because there was so much pressure. You know, sometimes you see it's when there's a child and he's the only son, especially in an Indian family, and he gets the taste for devotion and he's legitimately renounced, then his good karma becomes his bad karma. Not really. But the attachments of the parents who are well-meaning are preventing him from doing what he needs to do in his life. I was just thinking, in New York there's this wonderful devotee, really wonderful, Rasana, doing wonderful, wonderful preaching. And he's legitimately a real deep devotee, and legitimately, I think karmically, I mean, doesn't seem like he needs to enter too much into this world, but he's the only son. And with the parents who love him. And therefore, it's so hard for him to move in that direction. And that causes tension. And Raghunath Das Goswami, I was reading one book, and it was a very good book by this. It was a translation of a Hindi book by a scholar in Vrindavan. It was probably it was the best book on the six Goswamis I've ever read. It was the history of his realization. But what was his name? He translated every single one of the Goswami books to Hindi from the Sanskrit. He was the Shamlal Hakim. He was the editor of Harinam Press. Incredible. And he wrote that Raghunath Das Goswami was like a depressed youth. He was like a depressed youth. Depressed. He was like, his situation was hopeless. He wanted that bhakti, that devotion. He wasn't attracted to the ephemeral things of this world, but had to get out. And you're the only son, and they married him when he was young to a wife who was more beautiful than the goddess Lakshmi. And we know that story with his father, who tried to tie him with chains. Told the mother, finally said, bind him, let's just tie him up. His father said, we have bound him with a wife more beautiful than the goddess of fortune. And we have... And with wealth greater than Indra. So he was, and And then he went. I think he had to wait 6 years again before he saw Lord Chaitanya, and he went again. He was sent back, and I think the second time Lord Chaitanya gave him hope, but didn't accept him. He didn't want market of vairagya, monkey renunciation. A monkey renunciation, the monkey lives in a tree, he wears no clothes, he eats only leaves and bananas, but he's engaged in sex life all day. He didn't want this false renunciation. The renunciation should be true, where one is happy in his renunciation. When I took sannyas from Satsrut Maharaj in 1982, so I sannyasi for 26 years or something. When I took sannyas, and Satsrut Maharaj gave that lecture, he was telling stories of Prabhupada, where Prabhupada said, it's either the Jayadvaita Maharaj or Lokanath Swami, you know, you should be happy in your sannyas. You should be happy in your sannyas, like Lokanath Swami or something. You should be happy, because it's your natural position. And that was Raghunath Das Goswami's natural position. And therefore, from that standpoint, he was tested. He wanted to set the right example about it. And we see, and then the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how he is so expert in his material dealing to show you that this is not a person that's coming to sannyas because he's a loser in the world. And then, finally, you know, he just can't tolerate it anymore. And he even was complaining to his parents. You say you love me? You love me? Then why don't you do what I need? Why don't you make me happy? Instead of binding me in this family life. You say you love me? And then finally, his parents gave him permission to see Lord Nityananda, who is nearby, because that's the nature of the parents. They love the kid, so they don't want him to leave, and they love the child, so they want to fulfill his desires. So they would occasionally try to fulfill his desires. Even they sent him to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya will talk some sense into him. Lord Chaitanya will talk some sense into him. So they sent him. Maybe he'll... So sometimes they would send him, but with many, many guards and many, many people. And he was a very famous person because Raghunath Das Goswami's parents were the richest people in West Bengal and had this whole district that they were preserving for Lord Chaitanya, for the devotees. Lord Chaitanya came to Panihati, the place of Raghava Pandit, and he was sitting under this banyan tree, and Lord Nityananda was very, very influential. You could feel his potency. We cannot imagine what it must be to sit in the presence of these great devotees, what to speak of the Supreme Lord himself. So he had some great influence. Everyone was sitting at his lotus feet. Reminds me of that Gaur Arti. Bahu Koti Tandra Jin Vandana Udvara. Like a thousand moons he was sitting. Nithai Pada Kamala Koti Tandra Suti Tala Vechaya Jagata Jurai Vechaya Jagata Jurai Eno Nithai Dinevai Radha Krishna Payite Lai Sivakoro Dhamitata Siddhakoro Dharo Nishtapa Samseisam Bandana Hidai Vitesam. Beautiful song. Nithai Pada, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are like a million moons. Nithai Pada Kamala Koti Tandasa, and they're cooling. They give relief. Yay Chaya Yamata. And the whole world can take shade of the lotus feet. Heino Nithai Bine Bai Radha. And without his mercy, you can't get to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. This is the key point. The whole story, the key point is, without his mercy, you cannot get to the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Siddha Koro Dharo Nithai Pai. You have to hold on tight, therefore, to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This is the key point, and you'll come up. And this is what I read in that book by the Shamlal Hakim. He made this point, and I thought it was brilliant. And it's not it's the teachings and conclusions that Prabhupada gave. So when he sees Raghunath Das Goswami at the edge of the circle, he says, oh, someone says, Raghunath Das is here, because he's famous. So he sees him in a distance. He says, oh, you are a thief. Come here, I have to punish you. You're a thief. Why? Because the thief hides. The thief does not want to be recognized. The thief comes into the assembly in a very clandestine manner. And he says, I will punish you. And then he comes and he embraces him, and Raghunath Das falls to the floor and he puts his head. And he punishes him. And he says, with your money, you should serve all the Vaishnavas. You should feed the Vaishnavas. So you should feed all the Vaishnavas. So what happens is, anyway, the comment that was made that I thought was brilliant, why is he a thief? He's a thief. Heino Nithai Bine Bai, Radha Krishna Bai. He's trying to get Radha Krishna. Without going to Nityananda. Because Nityananda is a Panda Guru Tattva. He's the original spiritual master. He's the pure devotee. And the God is bound by the love of the pure devotee. So if you want to get God, then you have to go to the pure devotee. And if you go independently, you will not get. You have to take shelter of the devotee. Surrender to his lotus feet. Otherwise, you will not get. And therefore, he said, you are a thief. This is my property. Nityananda said, my property, you're going independently. You're a thief. And then the punishment is execution. Surrender to those lotus feet by serving the order of the pure devotee. And therefore he said to him, you serve the Vaishnavas. That's the order. You serve the devotees. And then he organized this incredible Chitta Bhakti Mahotsava, this incredible feast he organized. And it's described, and it's very, very beautiful. They had a big platform and very instructive points. Who is put on the big platform? The Nijagan, the close devotees, and the Bhara Loka, the important people in society. And I think this is a point that's often missed. Very often in a Vaishnava society, we become one-dimensional. We tend to look at things either only from Varnashram, or we tend to look at things only from the devotional perspective. Only from Varnashram, you look at it, right? If you're only from Varnashram, then you look at everyone one-dimensionally. I see in a proper Indian culture, they don't look at people one-dimensionally. I think that was one of the problems of the transplanting the culture of the East to the West in relationship to women. You know, it became one-dimensional, not in terms of, not in terms of spiritual advancement. But yeah, Lord Chaitanya did both. Parabara Loki and Nijigan, the intimate associates, the advanced devotees, and also the people. He did them both. They're the big people. And I saw that one time. When I was in the Gurukula, I wouldn't get that much time to preach. When I go out, somehow or other, something would happen. And one time, one of my teachers met the principal of the Indian Military Academy. That's like West Point of India, but more, actually. And I got an invitation to go see him. And I went up there, and I remember I went up to Dehr Doon, which happened to be the place of Dronacharya. That's what Dehr Doon. Dehr means place. Doon means Drona. It's the place of Dronacharya. It's the most famous educational place in all of India, by the way. The best schools. And the foothill of the Himalayas. And I remember I went there and had a call at the gate. I got a military escort. And I met the principal. And I preached to him. Right there. I remember I preached to him. And he was retiring that year, and he came to join ISKCON. I have to say humbly, I regret I wasn't mature enough to properly engage someone of that caliber. And these are some of the mistakes you make and regret and immaturity. But I tried to engage him. Probably should have just turned over everything to him. But I remember when he was in the temple, he was such a big, respectable man. When he was in the temple, people who just got initiated would, push their way in front of him. I remember it was very difficult from the temple. He was such a respectable person. And then I remember we went out on Parikram, and this was the days before there was any conflict with the Gaudiya Math or something. We had a friendly relationship with Narayan Maharaj, and he offered to take myself and the whole Gurukul on Parikram and show us the places of Raj. And it was nice, and I remember he came back, and then he led the Sandhya Arti. It was very friendly feelings. So he said, you bring the prasadam, and I'll arrange the place to stay, to eat. We took the whole Gurukul of students and teachers, and we wound up in Barsana. And then when they prepared the place to eat, there were so many seats, but they prepared like a chokhi, it's like a bed or a table, for Narayan Maharaj to sit. These people are the host, and he invited me to sit. Now, I had godbrothers there, but he invited up to sit the this principal of the Indian Military Academy, who's much older than us, too. Dr. Ram Sharma. So when I saw that, oh yes, this is the CC. Nijigan, I guess he invited me up. I was a sannyasi, the head of the school, so I guess he invited also the person who's respectable in society. It takes some experience and tradition and culture to adjust things in the proper way and not become affected by our passions and our limited way of assimilating things based on our experience, which is very limited in this type of culture. Anyway, it was very, very wonderful that they're sitting up on the And then Raghunath Das is buying all the flat rice. It's so wonderful, and it's cooked properly. All the flat rice. I'm just thinking, if you're there, Nanda Dulal, I'll probably come to your house quite a bit earlier than our planned retreat. And maybe we could have a Chira Dahi Mahotsava. Okay. I'm going to get it somewhere, at flat rice. And so, he had these huge pots, and, you soak the flat rice in either milk or yogurt, and then you mix it with bananas and ghee, some people got one pot of condensed milk and flat rice and one pot of yogurt and flat rice, and they were soaking it, and they got so many other pots, and people were coming, and when people would come, it was such a glorious festival that Raghunath Das Goswami would buy whatever goods they brought, and then those same people that he bought it from would have sit down and he would feed them. And it was so packed that some of the people had to stand in the river taking their flat rice. And it was such a glorious festival. And the devotees were thinking, this is just like... And Lord Nityananda, in Uppercut, unmanifested, called Lord Chaitanya, who was also there. So by that service to Lord Nityananda, devotees, Lord Chaitanya came to witness that service. And there's so many wonderful details of this story, but the conclusion becomes... After this wonderful, wonderful feast where Lord Chaitanya himself comes, and Lord Nityananda is meditating, this is just like the cowherd boys with Krishna on the bank of the Jamuna. The devotees are enjoying so much that when he comes the next day to see Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda assures him that because you have served the devotees under my order, then surely all the obstacles will be destroyed. So this is the main point. We're all at a particular place, and there's another step above us which we must go. And we're on different parts of the ladder, but we all have the same thing in common. That's the space between where we're at and the next step that seems insurmountable. So this story shows that the way to overcome those obstacles is by the sincere service to the Vaishnavas. And we'll come to the next step, and then we'll have the space, the insurmountable space between where we're at and the next step. That's called obstacles. And wherever you are, your obstacle seems insurmountable. And it means that you can't imagine crossing over that obstacle by your own power. I remember, this is just a story that I was reflecting on the other day. My next step was joining the temple. Because in those days, I mentioned to many people, we had the you're in or you're out. Prabhupada wasn't cultivating a congregation. You're in or you're out. And, I can see Prabhupada's brilliance at the time, because I don't think many people, without a substantial movement to nourish them, how are you going to support a congregation? Prabhupada first had to make the core of devotees. So Prabhupada was bringing everyone in. And at that time, due to various attachments, which I couldn't make that leap. It really seemed insurmountable. and it was causing me distress. And to me, that leap was, that obstacle was eradicated by the Mahaprasadam I got from the lotus hands of Prabhupada. And I visited a temple, and he gave me prasadam somehow. Something which I couldn't do, all of a sudden I was able to do. So there's some mercy required. The obstacle is surmounted by depending on God. In fact, there's a 12-step program for overcoming addiction. And addiction comes anywhere from drug addiction to codependence to eating addiction to internet addiction, whatever it is. Modes are very difficult to overcome, and one could feel helpless. But they found that the most effective way is this 12-step program. And I remember when one devotee who had a drug addiction many, many years, 20, 30, and he finally was so down and out that he went to this program, and it actually helped him to get over it. And he was sharing some of the books to me. It was interesting to me that, I don't remember the steps right now, but the idea was that, it's basically you declare your helplessness, and then you seek petition from a higher power. And I was analyzing that just from a psychological standpoint. This is something different in this story here. But just from a psychological platform, that, when any addiction is due to a lack of love in the heart, and therefore we have to fulfill our needs externally. And that's what's driving it. And the lack of love in the heart is due to false ego. And I think the basis of the 12-step program is by admitting our helplessness, it puts us in a humble position, and then when you petition God, you can actually feel His mercy. And that experience, I'm not an expert in this, so if I get some details wrong, forgive me. But the experience of the mercy of God, the mercy of higher power, by putting us in a humble position, fills our heart with what we're actually needing and seeking in artificial things externally. Anyway, I'm trying to extract some modern things, and then we know the story that those obstacles were somehow removed, and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda went home, and there was laxity in the people that were guarding him. His Diksha Guru needed some service, somehow came, and on that pretense, he went. And set the example of rigidly following the order of the spiritual master's success in spiritual life. We shouldn't think that the essence, that his example is that we have to eat rancid rice that's thrown out from the the prasad that's rotten, and he was washing it off. And now, but the fact of the matter is, he was told his example, his service given by Guru, according, is to set the example of an ideal renunciate. Chant the holy names of Radha and Krishna all day, and don't become attached to this world. Don't eat luxurious food. Don't dress nicely. Don't talk prajalpa. Dedicate yourself. See, that was his service and example. And you see that he was tortured when he was prevented from his mission in life. We all have a mission in life. We have in relationship to God. We have to find that mission. And we always feel unhappy when our potential in service is not fulfilled. That was his mission. And then he was so exalted. and then went on to become the Priyojana Acharya. The Priyojana Acharya. Living in Radhakund, just chanting the holy name, not taking anything. Finally, all he was taking was a cup of buttermilk, chach, unsweetened, and just chanting in so much, such a high attainment of spiritual yoga, completely absorbed, and writing the most beautiful poetry, and chanting all day, and pay a humbly paying obeisances to so many Vaishnavas. So we get the full gamut in his story. You get the person, you get the obstacles, and then we get the process to remove the obstacles, and we see someone reach their full potential. And he becomes the confidential servant, antaranga seva, of the Lord Chaitanya, of God, who's trying to fulfill his internal purpose for his descent by experiencing the love of Radharani. But who's there? Lalita and Vishaka in the form of Sri Damodar, in the form of Ramananda Roy. And who's assisting Sri Damodar? It's Raghunath Das Goswami. He gets the highest. Okay, I took the whole class. We didn't get to do the Bhagavatam today. Are there any questions?
Maharaj?
Yes, Hare Krishna. Yeah.
I can wait, Marsh. The other devotee can go first.
Does someone else want to ask?
Well, the other devotee was only me, so.
Who is it?
Gail.
Okay.
I'll be
Well, there's two insignificant other devotees. So how do we choose between the two?
Go ahead, Muhammad.
Thanks, Gail. I'll be quick anyway. Maharaj, just one thing that struck me when you were telling the story about the principal of the military academy,
yeah.
That recently when I was reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya met the Madhvacharya, people in the Madhvacharya Math in South India, I saw something which I've read the CC a number of times, but I never noticed this part. And it said that he was one reason he was not happy with them is that they were proud of the fact that they were Vaishnavas. So they had a kind of conceit that they were Vaishnavas in a way that maybe he. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of striking. I never really noticed that part. I know we should be proud about being Vaishnavas, but I guess there's a way that you can be proud that's healthy, and there's a way that we've seen maybe in the movement.
Well, the ego is so subtle, and it can appropriate anything for its needs. And I'm not talking about the real ego, I'm talking the false ego. And it's just, it's a very, very subtle thing, you know? And we can all look at our own, you know, it's so difficult. Therefore, we see so much difficulty with sannyasis and leaders, you know, because do they have the history of how many people have left. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I saw this picture. It used to be above Prabhupada's bed when he was there and was later stolen or taken down after he was there. Because it was a picture of Prabhupada sitting with like 25 sannyasis, you know, and I bet you there's only like a handful left, you know what I'm saying, at most. Probably if you look at that picture, there's only two or three that are still sannyasis. Of course, that has to do also with sex desire and so many things. But a lot of times that's, the difficulty is, you know, offenses are committed, like Indra. Tribhuvana Aishwarya, he has all the opulences of the three worlds, and he's sitting on that throne, and his guru comes in, and he doesn't respect him, he doesn't notice him. So, any opulences, even renunciation, wealth, position, aristocracy, and if you take Vaishnavism as an aristocracy, and you become proud, and appropriate it for your desire to be better than others, then that also becomes an artha. And I think it's a valid point that we always have to be conscious. I remember advice I got when I was in a quandary whether or not I should take up the service of initiating people. And the advice I got was, don't think you're guru, you know, but do it as a service to your guru. So as soon as you get out of the platform of being a servant, which is the whole idea of Vaishnavism, then it's very difficult. And I always kind of appreciated that Radhanath Swami, you know, he's in Chopati, and those people are so elevated karmically, so many of them. But he still gives lecture after lecture after lecture that you're a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. I remember one Vaishnava telling my godbrother, don't think you're better than everyone. He said, or anyone. So there's, and I don't want to go to the, I know the other side is that fine line that, you know, of not squelching one's individuality. But you certainly have to take note and be very, very cautious of the ahankara, the false ego, going way beyond the healthy level of self-esteem we need to keep the body and soul together, you know, where it becomes appropriated for control and lordship. So I think it's a valid point. Maybe that's what the subtle point of that story is. Okay.
And one really quick thing, Marsh. I found that Srila Prabhupada's purport that you read in the beginning of the class was kind of like unbelievable. It was extremely powerful. So I don't know if this verse, and I don't mind if we do, but my vote is to go through it again. That's the vote.
I'll start with it next Sunday. Obviously, I won't get to it this Sunday, but it was I was really looking forward to actually discussing these verses, the prayers of the ladies of Dwarka, of Hastinapur, as Krishna is leaving for Dwarka. And, I kind of, each week I haven't got to them, so it's nice, I'm reading them over and over again, but I think there's some very, very essential points of spiritual life, so we'll get to them.
Thank you.
Gail?
Hi, Krishna.
Hi, Bo.
There's a comment and a question. One is that, it's like Krishna fulfilled my desire with this class because I was actually sorry that due to the Kirtan festival and sort of the Panihasi festival, we didn't get the Raghunath Das story, you know?
And
so I'm happy that you actually did end up giving the lecture. I mean, condensed, you know, shortened, abridged version, but...
Well, I kind of got really into it. It wasn't so condensed. It was like an hour. I don't know if I even speak more than that, but it was nice also speaking just spontaneously without preparation because I can see, you know, sometimes I study hours and hours and hours and hours and I overload myself with information. This way I can speak just the essence, hopefully.
Anyway,
okay.
I'm happy we didn't miss out on it this year.
Okay, great.
And but my question is, it's not clear to me this concept of in order to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, you need Lord Nityananda's mercy. And in order to get Radha Krishna's mercy, you need Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So my question is, what exactly... what exactly is that mercy that we get from each of those?
Okay, well, yeah, that's always said. Well, Radha and Krishna. You can't enter into Radha and Krishna unless you understand Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya gave Radha and Krishna. Right? Lord Chaitanya is the one that gave Radha and Krishna. And therefore, Prabhupada's godbrother, Bhakti Rakshaka Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, he explained that to please Radha and Krishna, you have to please you have to please Lord Chaitanya to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you have to please Lord Nityananda. To please Lord Nityananda, you have to chant the name of Lord Nityananda. You know, there's two ways of looking at mercy. You know, one is like a very mystical thing that happens, and one is a very practical thing that happens. Well, from the practical standpoint, Radha and Krishna are given by Lord Chaitanya. It appears from Madhavendra Puri, otherwise it wasn't even revealed before. So it's actually revealed in our lives. It's not actually so well known or revealed. It's revealed in our lives. Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, this is what he came to give. It's God giving us. It's a very practical matter. How can we go to Radha and Krishna without Lord Chaitanya? And then, in terms of going to Lord Chaitanya, now you remember also that Raghunath Das is going to Lord Chaitanya, who's non-different than Radha and Krishna. He's approaching him as going to God. So God you have to approach through his devotee. So I would say to approach Radha and Krishna, you have to go to Lord Chaitanya, who's giving Radha and Krishna. And to go to Lord Chaitanya, you have to approach the devotee. You can't sidestep the devotee factor. But there's a connection between Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, obviously, if he's given by him. Does that help you, Gail?
Somewhat.
Yeah. Okay. What it means is somewhat is it's not really sure yet. So you're not really sure if it's because the answer was insufficient or your understanding was insufficient. If your understanding was insufficient, then you'd immediately ask another question.
Yeah. When you say. Well, one thing that was clear was that, you know, without Lord Chaitanya, one, we wouldn't know about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, right?
Yeah.
Without approaching Lord Nityananda, then what is it that we wouldn't get from Lord Chaitanya?
We'll get Lord Chaitanya. How can you go directly to God? You have to go through Guru.
Yeah, but when you say we wouldn't get Lord Chaitanya, which means what? What does that mean, we wouldn't get Lord Chaitanya?
You can't go to God unless you approach his devotee, and Lord Nityananda represents the devotee. Because going through God takes a certain type of humility. You can't go directly to God unless you surrender to his devotee.
I guess what was maybe a little confusing for me was the fact that although Lord Chaitanya is God, he comes as his own devotee, you know?
Right. So... And you know, for Raghunath Das Goswami, it doesn't really matter. He's just so overwhelmingly attracted to Lord Chaitanya. Just like we generally, you know, when we our attraction to Krishna consciousness could be for a great soul, for a devotee who inspires our heart, who represents God. Just like Prabhupada gave the example of the viceroy. He represents the king. But the person may never seen the king, but he sees the viceroy, and the viceroy is holding all the power. And he said, so that relationship is there. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, this is a very subtle understanding of this story, which I really, really appreciated, is that, you know, when Krishna is asked by, Uddhava asks for Krishna, what is the most confidential secret of Krishna consciousness, the most paramaguyam, the most confidential knowledge, right? What is the most confidential knowledge, right? And he gives this verse, it's not by fast, it's not by mantra, it's not by yajna, that, you know, it's only by the, what is it? It's only by the mercy of the devotee who controls Krishna. And what it means is, Krishna is in the hands of the devotee because of the devotee's love. God, as a person, is impelled to reciprocate. His transcendental opulence is that he enters into relationship. And when you enter into relationship, that means you are controlled by another person's love. So the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is that person who has love for Krishna has Krishna. And therefore, if you want Krishna, you have to go to him. So that's the example of Lord Krishna. So I guess in terms of Lord Chaitanya as God, if you want him, you got to go to Lord Krishna. And that God is also the devotee who has given Radha and Krishna. So there's the connection.
Yeah, and when you said that, when it came to Raghunath Das, it really didn't matter, you know, in connection with Lord Chaitanya.
Well, it didn't matter if he was God or if he was, you know, if he was seeing him as God or he was seeing him as a devotee. Either way, it's the Supreme Lord, and he's infinitely attractive.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Thank you. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Nanda Dulal, Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, you answered that question.
You got to speak louder.
Oh, and I'm telling you, Gorangi's question is an answer. You get that, but I'm definitely Radharaman Maharaj is giving the.
I can't hear you that well. Is there any way you can adjust it so I can hear you better?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, it's not so loud because you use that headpiece. But anyway, yeah, speak. Okay, just speak. We'll hear you.
I was on my headphone and you were right. Now, I'm just telling that Radharaman Maharaj gave the discourse about Jara Bharat and Rahoguna, King Rahoguna.
King Rahoguna.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, yes.
Yeah, so in that, and also you mentioned that, you know, to get, you know, a devotee, without devotee, because devotee carries the Lord Krishna, Jara Bharat gave the same example to Raja King Rahoguna, that unless you take the dust of a pure devotee, you cannot get Krishna.
Yeah. What's that verse? Rahoguna tatta pasina yati nichedya yad. Nirvanakanakreta, Vachandasa, Naiva Jalagni Surya, Rajo Mahatpana Machedi. Rahugana Tapasi Nayati Machedaya Nirvapanagya. Not by Grihastha, not by Sannyas, not by renunciate, Vachandasa, Naiva Jaluk, not by putting yourself in the middle of the winter in cold water and performing austerities up to your, you know, for cold water up to your neck and performing austerities, not by, you know, staying in the middle of a fire in the summer. You can only get Krishna by the dust of the lotus feet of a pure devotee.
Yeah,
that's the whole essence of the story. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to ask a question? Okay, you know, last week I think I forgot to ask the people to say Hare Krishna. Anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare
always nice to see who's our audience there. Anybody like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Mother Indrani?
Krishna, Maharaj.
Oh, so nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you. The Lord is still keeping me around.
Well, I guess we're fortunate, but I don't know. For you, it may be difficult.
When you mentioned today about we're all at a particular place,
yeah,
and where we are or where we're to go, I'm still wondering that myself, and it made me, I don't know, want to cry out to know where I am and where I'm to go. I don't know, that's what happened today.
Well, if you cry out for Krishna, then you're definitely in the right place, that's no doubt.
All right. Thank you, Maharaj. I just keep crying out.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. That's a nice Hare Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It's Bhagavati.
Oh, did you go to Vrindavan?
I did, actually. It was wonderful, and I managed to see Jagatrini the first few days that I was there.
Oh, wow, great. How was Dadu?
Oh, he was wonderful. His yearning put me on a different level of devotion, at least during that time.
Really? How's he feeling?
Well, I've been back for about for several weeks now, so he was getting better while I was there, so I'm not sure what's happening with him now.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. No, I mean, his illness was, I think, already getting better before you went. Okay, boy. Yes.
I think the fasting that he did actually helped clear up his lungs.
Oh, yeah, he's a very, there's no problem with his thyrodigestion, that's for sure. And that's where most, he still steals sweets from my room when he goes. I have to be very careful.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Nice that you're back and that you're on the Sangha. Anyone else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Kumar from New Mexico.
Kumar, thanks for coming on. That's nice. Very good. Hare Krishna. Anybody else? It's nice to hear from everyone.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Nila.
Oh. Nila from France.
Thank you for the blessing.
Nice to hear, and I'm sure the sound vibration will be good for your coming child. Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you. I'm working on it.
Okay. Good, good. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Jani Tai here. My obeisances is going to...
Hey, great. Nice to hear from you. Great. Wow. It's great hearing from everyone from different places. Good. Someone else? Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. It's Shastra Das.
Shastra. Hare Bhau. Thank you.
Hare Bhau.
I have to say that picture of Radharani lamenting, it's right above my altar now.
Very nice.
Substantially. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Who's that?
Gordon.
Hey, Gordon. Hare Bhau. Nice to hear from you. Great that you're still regular. Wonderful. Good. Okay. Great. Anybody else?
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. This is Gopa Kishore.
Gopa. Great. Okay. Good. Managed to get in the class today?
Yeah, I'm here with Narayan painting our back room.
Oh, Narayan Narayan's getting to hear the class too. Good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Nice. Good. Gopa is renovating his house. That's where we usually have programs and the arts teacher for been out of commission. But when it's finished.
Deadline.
What?
Did we have a deadline?
Yeah, yeah. When it's finished, it should be spectacular, actually. It should be beautiful. The living room is being turned into a temple room. And the back added room will be the living room.
Yep.
It should be spectacular. Okay, I have plenty of time. You just got to give up all your spare time to finish. Okay, anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Henry.
Henry, are you back in Washington or you're still at the hotel?
I'm on the New Jersey Turnpike right now, Maharaj.
Okay, great. How was that kirtan? Did you get a chance to go?
Oh, that was really nice. Thank you for recommending that. It's such a beautiful space and a wonderful atmosphere. It was just a heavenly evening.
Okay, did you get darshan of Radha Damodar?
Oh yeah. I mean, I got there at 7:15 and I didn't leave till 10:15. I was the first to arrive and the last to leave. I loved
how about,
it. Of it.
Wow, that is wonderful, huh?
Yeah, they had to throw me out of there.
Oh, wow. Hey, that was pretty good. For you listening, there was kirtan at the yoga studio, Radha Damodar Temple in Manhattan. And what Kastuba found out is three times as many people come is when you have to sign up and be put on a guest list. So, and the nice thing too, it was mostly for, well, you know, they had Ananthana Chuta and probably some of these other Gurukul Kirtaneers, Vishwambar, and I think Bali, real experts. And Kastuba announced that, you know, there's a Vaishnav festival in town, and there's going to be some Kirtaneers that grew up in the movement, and I heard he got 30 or 40 of the people from his yoga studio to come. It wasn't really open to the outside because there's limited room, but special invitations were sent, and Henry got to come. That was nice and wonderful. Great. Good. Nice, Henry. Then other people could hear about that. Great. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Okay, it was wonderful to be with all of you. I enjoy it immensely. And we're going to finish up the Bhakti Sandarbha on Wednesdays and then go deeply into the CC for a year or two, actually. So probably just be 2-3 more Bhakti Sandarbhas to finish up the section on Adinuga Bhakti. Vanchakalpa Kuru Jastra Kapasindu Bayevichakalpa Kuru Bhakti.